The Lord is my light and my salvation is a commemoration and celebration of the lives of the saints, for in their lives we see the power of the Blessed Trinity at work, transforming ordinary people like you and me into saints, conformed to the image of Christ, becoming the very presence of God in the world. On January 23rd in the year 2018, the Church remembers and celebrates Saint Agnes, Virgin and Martyr, whose feast this year is transferred from January 21st. The lesson for this feast day of St. Agnes is written in the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at the first verse. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. From a treatise by St. Ambrose the Bishop. This is a virgin's birthday. Let us therefore resolve to follow the example of her chastity. It is a martyr's birthday. Let us therefore resolve to offer sacrifice. It is the feast of Holy Agnes. Let men therefore be filled with wonder, and children with hope, and married women with awe, and the unmarried with the desire to emulate her. What can we say worthy of her whose very name hath become a praise? To me it seemeth as if this little maiden, holy beyond her years, and courageous beyond human nature, receive the name of Agnes not as an earthly designation, but as a revelation from God as to what she was to be. For the word Agnes is from the Greek and signifieth pure. Thus this holy maiden is named Chastity, and when I have added thereto the word martyr, I have said enough. She needeth not the praise which we could utter, but do not. None is more praiseworthy than she whose praise all mouths do speak. For everyone that uttereth her name doth praise her. And she is exalted whenever she is given the noble title of martyr. Tradition saith that she suffered martyrdom at the age of 13. Let us pass by the profane cruelty which did not spare her tender years to contemplate the great power of her faith, whereby she overcame the weakness of childhood and witnessed a good confession. She was hardly big enough for their sword thrusts, but if her little body could scarce sheathe their swords, it was mighty enough to endure each blade that smote her. For she feared not the bloody hands of the executioners. When they dragged her with clinking chains, she was unmoved. Hardly entered on life, she stood ready to die, and quailed not when the weapons of enraged swordsmen were pointed at her breast. If they forced her against her will to approach the altars of devilish gods, she could even then stretch forth her hands to Christ amid the very flames which consumed the idolatrous offerings, and make the victorious sign of the cross of the Lord over the heathen shrine. She was ready to submit her neck and hands to the iron shackles, but they were too big to clasp her slender limbs. Behold, a strange martyr! She was not grown of stature sufficient to fight the battle, and yet she was ripe for the triumph. Too weak was she to run in the race, and yet she was clearly entitled to the prize. Unable from her age to be aught but a learner, she nonetheless is found to be a teacher. She went to the place of execution a virgin, more willing and joyful than others to go to the nuptial chambers as a bride. Bystanders wept, but she was tearless. Many wondered that she held so cheap that life whose sweet she had scarcely tasted, and was so ready to cast away as a cup drained to the dregs. All men were amazed when they saw her, not yet old enough to be a legal witness in her own affairs, yet made by God a witness unto himself. Consider how many threats her executioner used to excite her fears, how many arguments to shake her resolutions, how many promises to bribe her to accept his offers of marriage. But she answered him, It is an insult to my betrothed to expect that I could favor another. He that first chose me, his alone will I be. Headsman, why waitest thou? Kill the body which draweth the admiration of eyes from which I shrink. She stood, prayed, and then bent her neck for the stroke. Then mightest thou have seen the executioner trembling as though he himself were the criminal. Thou mightest have seen his hand shaking and the bystanders become pale with fear, while she alone stood fearless. Here, then, we recognize one victim, but a double offering to God, that of her purity and that of her faith. She preserved virginity by achieving martyrdom. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who dost choose the weak things of the world to confound those things that are strong, mercifully grant that we who keep the feast of Blessed Agnes, thy virgin and martyr, may feel the succor of her intercession in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.